This is the Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Northern Colorado and to the millions and millions listening online, it's time for the Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, exceeding expectation one patient at a time. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today and make an appointment at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the best producer in the game. And I want to thank you for spending your Christmas Eve morning with us. I want to thank God for blessing me and you with another day. Amen and amen. Okay, gentlemen, today's the day, the last push. If you haven't gotten anything for your mama yet, you better get moving. You have less than 24 hours. You better neckarize and get moving. Micah, are you done shopping?
I've been done for months.
You're amazing. I'm one of those guys that's going to wait. I like the wait. I like the anticipation of waiting the last day, and then I go.
I like the fact that you're probably going to be sleeping on the couch.
I'm going to be in the doghouse. Is that what you're saying?
Or maybe in the middle of a lake.
I could be. She could kick me out and make me sleep in the trailer.
Or at the bottom of a lake. Kill you.
I've just always been that way. I've always liked to wait. It's something in me. Then I get into the holiday spirit even more so when I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Well, I've been in the holiday spirit for, since the age of eight. I mean, happy Broncosmas to you, by the way.
Oh, stop it. What a great, great week I had, Micah. It started with a quick trip to Strasburg, and I'm going to tell you about our little trip to Strasburg. It started last week on Saturday for some high school basketball. It was a good trip, eaten with the W, but it was a bittersweet victory. After the game, we went into our locker room, and everyone was jubilant, after a good win, And then, Micah, I started hearing rumblings of stuff missing out of players' backpacks. So I ran over to mine, and I checked my backpack, and yep, they did. They stole all the cash out of my wallet. They stole my AirPods. That cash wasn't even mine. It was for a player.
So you stole it from someone else?
No. Well, I mean, it was mine. They gave it to me to purchase their T-shirt and their championship hats, the one I'm wearing right now. This isn't theirs. I bought theirs again, but I had to cover that. And the last time I checked, Micah, I didn't sign a multi-million-dollar contract. So this one kind of hurt.
I signed a multi-million-dollar contract.
I didn't. And so I had to cover that. And they, like I said, they even stole my AirPods. And I believe they stole close to about $3,000 worth of stuff. Pretty crazy. You know, those guys, they used a student's credit card before we even left the school. They were getting charges on the credit card. How crazy. I just don't understand it. Can you say pathetic? Luckily for us, Strasburg principal and Adams County Sheriff's Office were on the case that night. We had a help of a couple of AirPods. They were pinging at a house down the street from a school and the cameras in the building, and they were able to identify two out of the three suspects. Yes. Two of them, I think, were Strasburg students. The third one, I don't think they identified him yet, but we're hoping the other two will kind of break.
So you want them to narc?
Well, I think they did recover some of the stuff. We just don't know yet what was recovered.
So was it the AirPods that caught them, or was it the security camera?
Well, I think both. I think they pinged the AirPods to a house. We gave that information to the sheriff's department. They opened up the case, and that night they saw the video of the kids going into the locker room. So they had them, and then the following Monday, they got them, and yes, they did recover some of the stuff. So that
I hope
was good.
They arrested them at school. Would be funny.
I'm just going to say, Strasburg, do better, man. That's just terrible. So I'm going to keep you all posted on the haps of that disaster when it's all said and done.
By the way, I wanted to know where Strasburg was, so I Google searched it. The first thing that comes up when you Google search Strasburg is the Strasburg Sox. So guess what? Strasburg, town of Strasburg, you are less famous than a sock. Congratulations.
Congratulations. This doesn't help. I know, there's probably a lot of great people in Strasburg, and there's a lot of knuckleheads, and we just got to forgive them. Hopefully they'll learn from this and move on. I hope they do.
Those three kids.
Yeah, I just hope that they learn from this and don't make the same mistake. We all knuckleheads at one point, and that's what I'm praying for, that they just don't learn from it and don't do it again. You know, then on Sunday, Micah, we had a big day. The Broncos invited the Eaton Reds football team, the three-time 2A state champion Eaton Reds, to last Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals. It was the battle of the backups, yes, but the Broncos did get the victory. They did look good. The offense looked pretty good.
Yes, they did. You know, one thing that I noticed is that the Arizona Cardinals and the Eaton Reds both have the color red on them.
We did.
Mm,
we did.
Interesting.
But you can thank us. We thought... I got a lot of crap because, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan, and the Cowboys lost to Jacksonville in overtime. Pathetic. that was terrible. And so the other coaches, Coach Lemon and them, were telling me that I was good luck for the Broncos. And so you can thank me for that W.
No, you're not good luck for the Broncos. You're bad luck for the Cowboys.
I don't know if it's me or if it's Jerry Jones, but somebody's bad luck for the Cowboys.
It's Jerry Jones.
They just can't get out of their own way. And I don't even see them going deep into the playoffs.
No, they're going to lose in the first round.
Yeah. I want to thank the Denver. I can guarantee you. I'm not even going to bet on that. I can probably guarantee you they'll lose in the first round. I want to thank the Denver Broncos for inviting us and all the high school football state champions to the game. They really, really do a good job. I would get my brothers would stone me if they heard me say that. But they do really a good job for us, so I appreciate that. Then we ended the short week with a basketball game at the new Eaton Middle School gym, the old high school gym.
Isn't there something a little special about that
gym? It is, man. It's
gym.
So special. It's just, and they redid the floors and they painted, redid the bleachers. It's such a great gym.
Didn't they do it wrong though?
No. In the new gym, they had to repaint it. They had to resand it down and repaint it. So that's what they're doing now. And that's the reason why we had to play there. Yeah. So it was great to be back at the old floor though. Huh?
So because they had to repaint, you guys had to go on the road to Strasburg?
No. We had to go to... No, this was Tuesday's game. So Tuesday we had a game against Skyview. Tuesday at the old high school.
It's not the repainting. It's not their fault that you got your stuff stolen.
No, it's not. No, I don't blame anything but those three kids for that.
And hopefully they learn.
It was great to be on the old new floor, Eaton with the W, 55-48. And now we are here today, Saturday, December 23rd, Christmas Eve morning, spending it together. So if you're out there in your goose blind or your ice shelter, driving to pick up that last-minute Christmas gift, or sitting at Gray's Diner in Alt for breakfast, you can hear the sound of my voice. I want to thank you for tuning in. Coming up on the show, we have Emily Hoxha. Emily is in her first year at Colorado State, and she loves the outdoors. Then we have Justin Sharton. He is the Natural Areas and Trails Supervisor with the City of Greeley. We'll talk to him about the newly revamped Poudre Ponds and the newly stocked Poudre Ponds. So we're going to talk to him about that. The park reopened in spring, and it's one of my favorite lakes. My daughter-in-law, Justice Solomon, caught her first fish out of that lake. So it's a special place, has a special place in my heart, and it's absolutely a beautiful area, and it's close. In our final segment, we have Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls, made right here in northern Colorado. Austin has been hunting his whole life, but discovered his passion for waterfowl hunting nearly 6 years ago. You definitely want to go to their website, check out their custom game calls. They don't charge outrageous prices, so if you're looking for a good custom call at an affordable price, that's where you want to go. Look no further than Custom Game Calls. They are your dude. They are here for hunters that won't and pay upwards up to $180, $200 per call. They pride themselves on giving their customers the opportunity to not only purchase an affordable, high-quality call, but to customize that call to your liking. I want to personally thank one of our guest sponsors, Carroll Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your expansion needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. Coming up next, Miss Emily Hogsett. This is Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Yellow Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Now the party didn't start, so I walked in, and I probably won't be.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. I have the right lure to bring you in. You know, when you're looking for a new home, why not seek counsel of a good friend who happens to know the housing market better than the back of their hand? Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections can answer all your questions related to securing a mortgage and providing valuable information to your family. Julie's house hunting kit includes a detailed summary of area schools, nearby amenities, and testimonials from homeowners who live in the neighborhood of choice. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. That's 970-590-7251. Julie will help bring your dreams home. Coming up on this episode of HBT's Beyond the White Lines, we have Emily Hogsett. Emily is a freshman at Colorado State and one of the best managers the Eaton Reds have ever had, and she loves the outdoors. Emily, my sister, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing really good, man. How are classes going?
Oh, good. I just finished finals last week, so finished the semester strong. Good grades, so.
Good grades. Yeah. I can imagine that you're probably a 4.0.
Not quite. I had 1B.
1B. 1B. That's yeah. Okay, though. That's okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. Was mom mad at you for that one?
No, she wasn't.
Okay, good, good. What are you studying to be?
I am studying family consumer science education. So that's the cooking, sewing, relationships, childcare, and finance classes that middle school and high school students get to learn. So yep. Eventually I'd be a teacher for those subjects.
Perfect. Kind of following mom's footsteps.
A little bit, yeah.
And I saw you working in the classroom this week with the students, so you kind of fit right in.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, yeah.
So, okay, tell us about your last hunting trip you took. I think it was December 4th, from what I see, mm-hmm. Your last hunting trip. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we went hunting, and I had a buck deer tag. So did my brother, and so we both went hunting with my dad, and I've grown up around hunting with my dad, coming home with a deer every year, and so it's kind of a nice tradition that the three of us get to go out and hunt now and shoot an animal. Both of us, Devin and I, both got our bucks. Not a huge one this year, but nonetheless, it was good to eat. So, yeah.
Amen to that, man. How long have you been hunting?
Oh, geez. I got my hunter safety card in second or third grade and have been pheasant hunting since then, and I started large animal hunting, I don't know how old I was, but I've been doing it for quite a few years now, hunting right. deer every year.
Not only hunt, though, you fish as well. I mean, you and Devin go out there and hit the lake. I know you do it with your family as well. It's kind of a family thing for you. How long have you been fishing? I mean, you've been fishing your whole life. I know you go up to Alaska. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, yes, I have been fishing since before I could even walk, I think. So, yeah, I've been to Alaska fishing 3 times now, and that's super fun. Go out on the ocean, and we fish for halibut, salmon, rockfish, cod sometimes. So really big variety with beautiful scenery. It's lovely.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm jealous. I've never been up there. I've never been to Alaska. I was talking to Coach Stewart. His dad's been up there to Ketchikan, and he went up there. He just got up there, I think, last month, came back, and I talked to him about Alaska, and that's just one place on my bucket list. I definitely need to go up there, but I know who to call if I need some advice.
Yes, I would highly recommend Alaska. It's beautiful, and the fishing is amazing. So,
do you have a favorite lake here in northern Colorado that you fish?
When I was younger, this isn't northern Colorado, but we always went to Lake McConaughey in Nebraska. That's like core memories for me when I was little.
Yes,
yeah, we went there every summer. Here, I'd probably say we fish a lot at Boyd. We used to fish Jumbo a lot too, but we haven't fish there in a while.
I love Boyd. Boyd's so close, and I know it's been cold mm-hmm. enough now. I think there's getting some good ice right there at the boat dock where I'm going to do some ice fishing. I'm going to check it out this break and go out there and do some ice fishing. Would you say hunting or fishing is your favorite? Which one?
It's a really close tie, honestly. I'd say maybe fishing a little bit more, but I don't know.
You know, I saw.
I saw get back and forth.
I saw you guys out there at springtime when I had the bait shop out there, and you guys went out there, and the weather was kind of choppy, but man, you guys killed it. You guys came back and you guys caught some fish. That's a real fisherman. That's an angler. That's somebody that doesn't care what the weather's like, but we're gonna go out there, we're gonna freeze, and we're gonna catch some fish and have a good time.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's what it is like in Alaska too, because it'll be raining and cold, but it's so fun nonetheless.
Right. Yeah, definitely. What advice would you give a young lady wanting to, you know, start hunting and fishing?
I would just say it might seem like scary to get into these activities, but it's so worth it and it's so much fun. And to just reach out, because there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help you and to teach you and to guide you and just help you to learn these fun hobbies that can be amazing to do. And so I would say just definitely get out there and reach out to people because they're more than willing to help.
Amen to that. Emily, congratulations for being recognized at your final Weld County 4-H recognition night. You received the Outstanding Senior Member Award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's an award that you have to be nominated for by a leader. So my 4-H leader nominated me for that. And I've been nominated for the past few years, so it was really awesome to finally get that award. But it's just for one that leaders recognize in the county that help with a lot of stuff and take on various leadership and community service roles in the county for 4-H. So,
man, you deserved
it. It's an honor to get that.
You definitely deserved it. You know, your mom, Amy Hogsett, writes, you know, what a night to end her 4-H membership. 13 years from Clover Buds to regular 4-H with a lifetime of memories, countless lessons in life and leadership. Friendships of young and old will always outshine the many pretty ribbons and trophies. Great job, and we love you, she writes. That's a great moment. Your mom is awesome.
Thank you, she is.
You know, Emily, I want you to keep reaching for the stars. You know, if you keep doing that, you're going to be an amazing teacher and mentor, and always keep the line tight. Have a Merry Christmas, and save some of those sugar cookies for me, will you?
Yes, I have a bunch here to decorate for you.
Awesome, man. Hey, you have a Merry Christmas. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. You know, I want to take this time to thank one of our newest sponsors, Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections. Julie knows Northern Colorado better than anyone and can expertly consult you on property values, homeowner secrets, and will take the pulse of your prospective community for you by highlighting neighborhood activities and notable facts. Julie, thank you for your support. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. Remember, Julie will help bring your dreams home. Coming up next, Justin Sharton. He is the Natural Areas and Trail Supervisor with the City of Greeley. If you remember, he was one of the first guests on the show. We had him on to talk about the newly revamped the Poudre Ponds. Today, we're going to talk to him about the fall fish stocking that they recently did there. So don't touch that dial. This is Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the
Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I am your host with the most, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick grinding the ones and twos. You know, coaching up in Titletown, our athletes rely heavily on our healthcare providers and to get them back to their peak performance. And there is no one better to do that than Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. They have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury recovery, prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance. We love nothing better than teaming up with one of the best chiropractic clinics in the area, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, Grandview Family Chiropractic. Give them a call at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. I want to welcome back to the show Mr. Justin Sharton. If you remember, Justin was one of our first guests here on the Hook and Bait and Tackles Power Hour. We had him on in July to talk about the newly revamped Pooter Ponds. And according to UncoverColorado.com, Pooter Ponds was converted from a mining pit to a water storage facility in 2004. The Pooter Ponds Recreational Fishery in Greeley, Colorado, is one of the city's newest recreational sites. The landscape was completely reclaimed and is now available for fishing and gas-free boating, as well as hiking and biking opportunities along the Pooter River Trail. Previous anglers had were able to catch bass, catfish, crappie, trout, crop, and bluegill in the pond's waters. Today, we're going to talk to him about restocking that they just did. Justin, good morning and Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Same to you. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, man. I've been excited, man. We've talked about this for a couple months now to get you back on. We talked about it earlier to get you on, but we decided to kind of wait until you guys got your stocking done over at the lake. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a lot of folks will know, there's the Pooter Ponds, Pond A, as we call it, kind of the northwest pond, has been under construction for just about a year, and we've had some good luck with the water season, and we've been able to refill Pond A in with our partners in the Water and Sewer Department within the city. And while it was empty, we installed over 80 fish habitat structures. And so with a partnership with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and what the goal for that was to make it a more robust fishery, so better fishing and a more sustainable fishery, so more species for fishermen moving forward. And so we're excited to start that process. We'll take a little while to do the stocking, but at least we're starting that process, and we're really excited about
that. Man, that's awesome. And you guys actually drained the lake in late 2020. That's correct, right?
Correct. Yeah, we drained it completely. We worked with CPW again to recover as many good game fish as possible, and they restocked. They electroshocked those and netted them, and put them in other local fisheries to try and save as many fish as possible. And then whatever was left became food for our eagles and raptors and other birds. And then they dug out another 10 or 15 feet on the bottom of Pooter Ponds, and created some diversity in the bottom as well. So instead of
think of it
as like a bathtub, there's a lot more diversity in topography on the bottom, which again helps with the fish habitat and just makes for a better fishing experience for our fishermen and fishwomen in Greeley and surrounding areas.
And that's awesome, because you don't really think about what goes into something like that. You know, that you got to think about the habitat, the weeds and the flowers growing around that as well. That's all important to the fish in the water as well, and the habitat in the water.
Exactly. Right.
So what, there's a pond just east of that. Are you allowed to fish in that pond?
So currently there's no public access on that. That's what we refer to as Pond B. So,
okay.
So currently there is a master plan for that whole area. Pond C, the one to the east, is currently not open to the public. It's a water storage facility. But we do have a master plan within the city to make that in the future, potential fishable waters or some wetland habitat for ducks and other waterfowl and that kind of thing. So it kind of depends on a couple things of how that goes, but it will probably not stay a pond as folks see it today because there's augmentation that we have to pay back. So basically the surface water that evaporates, mm-hmm. that has to be paid back by Colorado water law. So we our water and sewer partners have to work on that a little bit. But the pond immediately to the south, so Pond B, is, as we refer to that one, of the public pond, will be filling probably in the next year or so, in the next year and a half. And in the future, that has the potential for being a fishable pond as
well. And that's a big one.
It is big and deep, for sure.
Yeah, big and deep for sure, definitely. I always wondered how deep is that?
I would say it's at least 80 to 100 feet deep, I would say, just ballpark.
Gotcha. Wow, that's deep. Hey, can you ice fish? Are you able to ice fish on Pooter Ponds?
So, we rarely have ice that stays long enough or is thick enough. So we haven't had, quite frankly, the demand or really ever enough safe ice to do that. So we typically, it does pretty much stay open a good chunk of the winter. If we ever do get enough, long enough cold snap and thick enough ice, we would look at that. But typically, it's just the conditions don't allow it.
And right now, I mean, it's been cold. I've been watching the lake, you know, just in the last couple of weeks because it's been cold. Looking at hopefully it freezing over. I think it would be a great lake to ice fish on if we were ever to get those temperatures down and get it thick enough.
Yep. Again, if the conditions warrant it, we would you know, make sure that it was safe, and then you know, send out a public announcement that there's the potential for that. But we just get those nice warm Colorado winter days that really you know, this low in elevation that really make that ice kind of hard to do it in a lot of spots. But,
gotcha.
But we keep an eye on it.
Gotcha, folks. Remember, if you're venturing out on the ice this year, use the rule of thumb for ice: 2 inches or less, stay off. 4 inches of good ice for a walking individual. 6 inches of good ice for a snowmobile, ATV. 8 to 12 inches of good ice for a car or small pickup. 12 to 15 inches of good ice for a medium pickup truck. So we just want you to be safe if you're venturing out on the ice. Obviously, we can't do it out at Poudre Ponds yet, but hopefully we can definitely do that someday. I'd love to do that. What's next for Poudre Ponds?
So this past summer, our maintenance crew, along with a number of volunteer groups, have worked on improving the fencing and the parking lot and the flow of traffic on the southwestern trailhead there. We'll continue to do some improvements on the northwestern parking lot and trailhead. The major thing that's going to be happening is we're going to be working with CPW on building that fishery in Pond
Yes.
A. And so there's a great stocking plan that they've got put together that we've received some information recently on it. And so, we're really excited about getting, folks can actually go out and fish now, but it's a little bit of a crapshoot because it's just whatever came in with the ditch water and a little bit of the stocking that's been done.
Right.
But we're looking forward to starting to really build that fishery back up.
It's definitely going to pick back up, man. It's one of my favorite lakes. It's so close. I mean, when you get out there on a float tube or, you know, a non-gas boat and get out there and fish, it's a great place, and it's close. That's the nice thing about it. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you like me? You're going to wait until today to go?
Well, I've got 4 kids, and so my wife and I have been working for a month probably trying to get this stuff ready. So ready or not, here we come.
Oh, perfect, man, perfect. I'm that guy, man. I'm going to wait till the last day, you know. Hey, folks, you got to go check out the newly improved, restocked Poudre Ponds. Definitely go check them out. It's a great place. Justin, I want to thank you for spending your Christmas Eve morning with us, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you and to all the listeners.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it, buddy. You know, we couldn't do the show without our amazing sponsors, and one of our favorite sponsors is Grand View Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants, and children, through the golden years and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments. Go see them in their beautiful clinic located in Eaton, Colorado, Grand View Family Chiropractic. Give them a call at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Coming up next, Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls, made right here in Northern Colorado. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All year long, you've been giving me the peace signs. But dig what happened.
Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental. I want to take this moment to welcome one of our newest sponsors, Don Scott with Amco Transmission, located in Fort Collins, Colorado. They have been operating for over 39 years. At your local independent Amco center, Don Scott and crew provide you with the expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. From automotive manual transmission repair to clutch service and replacement to advanced computer diagnostics, they will identify and fix all drivability problems, including 4x4 tours, fleets, and more. Not sure what you need? Start by calling AMCO of Fort Collins to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check at 970-226-4477. That's 970-226-4477. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Right now, I want to welcome to the show Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls, made right here in Northern Colorado. Austin, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good, sir. Good, sir. Merry Christmas to you, and how you doing?
I'm doing really good, man. Welcome to Hook and Bait Tackle's Power Hour. You know, I had lunch with my son the other day, and he asked if I had reached out to you yet, and I had said I said I hadn't yet, and he scolded me, and he sent me your contact information right there. So I called you while he was sitting across from me, so I called you, and he was pretty adamant about me calling you, and then I understood why after watching you on TikTok, man.
Well, hopefully you didn't scroll too far down, but we have some fun over there on TikTok. It's a good time.
Man, we sat there, ate wings, and watched a lot of your TikTok videos. So I'll tell you what, folks, you have to check out his TikTok page at Colorado Custom Game Calls. Go check him out. I need your help, though. You have a lot of followers. I need your help, man. You have over 28,000 followers. Yeah, you need to share with a fellow brother, bro.
I couldn't tell you, man. I don't know the algorithm. I know nothing about it. There was a couple days there earlier this year that it was just stuff was blowing up left and right. I had a couple videos that had like 2-3 million views on it. Just started getting followers, and I couldn't tell you what I did or how that happened. I couldn't tell you nothing about it.
Man, it's just, I don't know. I'm still trying to get to 1,000 so I can go live. You know what I mean? But I'm still having trouble with that. But if you can help, that would be great, man. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, if I figure it out, I'll give you a call.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so how did you get started with the videos?
Well, it's all business driven from, you know, hunting, and we try to twist everything to have a outdoor hunting theme to it, and I think people are maybe starting to catch on to it, and I think that's why it's starting to get a little popularity.
Right, man, it's awesome. They're funny. They're great. They're. I mean, this is you. This you to a T. I think. I don't really know you. I know I've talked to you on the phone, but I watch the videos, and then I look up your website. And your website's amazing. www.coloradocustomgamecalls.com. Folks, go check out that website. It's amazing. Austin, tell us about Colorado Custom Game Calls.
So we are I call it a 2.5-man operation. So I have a partner in the business. His name is Don Thornock. He has his day job. He's actually a estimator for an electrician company out of Loveland, but he's from Johnstown. I've always been an avid hunter myself. I really got into waterfowl hunting probably around the 2010 year, somewhere in there. I just went hunting with a couple buddies back in the day. Well, my partner, Don, he used to turn bottle stoppers, pins, things of that nature, all by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started doing duck calls back in the day, and I just happened to meet him at a crap show in Greeley with my wife. We just went to this crap show in Greeley somewhere downtown, and he was there selling pins and bottle stoppers, and he had some calls and stuff. And so he just did it on the side. He wasn't official or anything like that, just some side money. Well, I bought some, and people started seeing them on my lanyard, and then eventually it got to the point where I was buying them from him, and then I was turning around making a profit, and he was okay with it.
Yeah.
And I made sure he was all cool with it.
Of course, yeah.
Well, one day, we started the business in 2017 is when we officially opened Colorado Custom Game Calls, but we were doing it since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward a little bit, a gentleman reached out to me on Facebook, and he's like, "Hey man, love your stuff. Do you guys have a website or a logo or anything that I can reference this with?" And I think he was trying to get some of his buddies to get calls too.
Right.
And I'm like, "Well, no, officially we don't. We just do everything through Facebook right now. We're kind of small." At the time it was just me and him, and you know, it kind of blossomed, and I pitched the idea to Don. Said, "Hey, let's go 50-50 on this. Let's make this a legit business. Let's make this a real thing. Make some side money and have a good time doing it."
Man,
he was all for that. So my wife actually, I had the vision of a logo that I wanted to do. Gave it to my wife. She kind of gave me a rough idea of like just on a piece of paper like, oh, okay, we can do it like this. And then our slogan, if you call them, they will come. She actually thought of that.
Yes, that's a great one.
Yeah.
My son was talking to me, and he was like, man, Dad, just try to get me some calls. He's got some great calls. I need some calls. And I'm looking through your store here. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It's amazing how, you know, God puts certain people in your path, and then, boom, you start growing. There's things that you probably didn't think you were going to do, and now here you are.
Absolutely. And, I mean, if you were to ask me back in 2015, 2017, would we ever get to the position that we are currently? I would have told you no.
Man, that's awesome.
We honestly did not see the business going to that point. Well, fast forward to today, present day, we are now in five retailers here in Colorado. Four here in Colorado, one in Michigan. And we sell small businesses. Like, we have a case there in Stubbs Gas and Oil here in Wiggins. The hardware store in Wiggins Country.
So I can carry some of your stuff in my shop.
Let's talk, sir. We can make that happen.
Yes.
I have a buddy named Tim West up in Breckenridge. He owns Breckenridge Outfitters, the fly fishing outfit. He actually has an outdoor store up there downtown in Breckenridge. I sell calls up there. He was actually one of the first people that let us sell retail out of there.
Man, that's awesome.
And then we have Boondocks Army Surplus out in Sterling to cover out the Eastern Plains there. And then I got a really good friend of mine. His name is Darren. He owns a taxidermy shop up in Michigan, St. Cloud, Flair, Michigan there. And he lets me sell out of his taxidermy shop.
Man, that's great. Hey, talk to us about Whistling Wings for Warriors.
Yeah, so what that is, it is a veteran event that we are hosting here in Colorado. So the business is affiliated with our nonprofit that we sponsor. It's called Reunite the Fight. And these guys, they specialize in hunting and fishing trips, but they also help with financial aid for veterans, for, say, VA loans or disability benefits, things of that nature. That's their bread and butter. But they really like to get veterans out and hunt and have that camaraderie together. So I'm very good friends with the CEO. And by the way, he does not take a salary out of the organization.
That's great.
So every dime that's donated to these guys
goes directly
to the vet.
That's what you want. So, that's the kind of organization you want to give to, something like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yep.
We are very, very specific on who we do business with. And Scott's a very good friend of mine. He basically called me up one day, and he's like, hey, man, we need to host an event in Colorado. There's a lot of Colorado vets out there, obviously, with the Air Force Academy and stuff being down there. He's like, why don't we have something down there? I'm like, hey, that's a great idea. So it started last year, but the Whistling Wings campaign started about 3 years ago. But we have our second one. It's actually January 6th through the 8th. It's out in Sterling, Colorado. And this is an all-expense-paid trip for the vets that come out and get selected to these trips. We host about 6 to 8 vets. All the food's provided. All their gear is provided. As far as firearms are concerned, we either have enough of them to where they can use them, or they can bring their own, whatever they want.
That's great.
It's really just an event to let them camaraderie with other veterans. And some of these guys in the past, like they have one in Michigan, it's also called Whistling Wings. They actually discovered that they were in the same unit together, but didn't know each other.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know? And can people donate to that? Is it Unite the Fight?
Yeah, reunitethefight.org.
Reunitethefight.org. Yeah, just go to there. I see the donation tab right there. Just go on there, folks, and donate to that. That's a great cause. Austin, tell our faithful how they can get their hands on your game calls.
So, like I stated, you can either go to one of our retailers that I stated a little bit ago, one of the four here in Colorado. Hopefully, wink, wink, we'll get bigger here down the road.
Heck yeah.
But the main way is through our website, ColoradoCustomGameCalls.com. And what's unique with us is you get to tell us what you want in your game call. So we offer waterfowl. We have Canada goose, duck, snow goose. We also offer turkey, predator, elk, deer calls as well. And these are custom made to what you want them to be.
Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, for an example, you, I believe, coach for the Reds?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I'm a Platte Valley kid, I'm sorry.
Dang it!
No, Eden, they've done great, and their 3P was amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Shout out to them. But we could do red and white for you.
Yes. And I saw one that you had with barbed wire in it with the red blood. That was a bad one. That was amazing.
And we've even done BB shot before, from an actual shotgun shell. We've done shotgun shells. We've done corn and wheat from farmers that hunt. So it's their product and their call.
That is awesome. I'm going to have to get one. I'm going to have to get with you and customize one, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the other unique thing, too. A lot of companies, they can customize and engrave, on the call and stuff. We can do that, too, on the band. So you get to pick whatever band you want. And say, for example, you wanted an Eaton call.
Mm-hmm.
We can do red and white for the resin. And then we can do, on the band, three-peat. On the band for
you.
So it takes it to another step.
Let's do it. You know, Colorado Custom Game Calls, if you call them, they will come. Justin, thank you for coming on, man. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, you too, man. You have a great Christmas, and thanks for having me on.
You too, buddy. Thank you very much. You know, what a great show. I want to thank our guest, Emily Hogsett. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story. And thank you to Mr. Justin Sharton, the Natural Areas and Trail Supervisor with the City of Greeley. Thank you for coming on and talking to us about the newly stocked and revamped Pooter Ponds. You have to go check it out. Lastly, I want to thank Austin Danley with Colorado Custom Game Calls. Thank you for coming on and sharing your amazing story. If you're looking for a good quality call that doesn't break the bank, look no further than www.ColoradoCustomGameCalls.com. Austin and crew are doing it right. Keep doing all you do for Whistling Wings for Warriors, my brother. I want to thank our amazing sponsors, Carroll Excavation. Matt and team have over 17 years in the industry. Give Carroll Excavation and Repair a call today at 970-656-3405. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley with Grandview Family Chiropractic, 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Call Julie Leafgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. Julie will help bring your dreams home. And our local independent AMCO Center, Don Scott and crew will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what you need? Start by calling AMCO of Fort Collins to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check at 970-226-4477. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Lastly, but definitely not least, my man, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Thank you, sir, for all your support. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Again, I pray abundance of blessing over all my guests and all my sponsors. And remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon, and this is Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You and me gonna-